Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings, greetings and blessings, greetings and more blessings, coming to you live from the upper room of the Sankofa Divinity Blog Talk Radio Show here. I am your hostess, Moses. I am Dr. Yahshua Elohim, doing my thing as my thing. And you know what that thing is, being the divine expression of all that is and all that will ever be. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It is another glorious day. This is actually my second show that I have did today. Apparently, the first show did not record. I don't know what was the issue there, but nevertheless, I'm doing it over because I want to stay consistent with Tuesdays and Fridays. First of all, let me go ahead. Anybody who wants to call in, you can call in at 563-999-3476. That's 563-999-3476, okay? If you want to know more about the services that we here at Sankofa Divinity have to offer, please go to sankofadivinity.com and it's all there. All services are there. Nevertheless, if you want to call for a free consultation, you can always call me at 984-444-2157. Okay? So now that I've gotten that out of the way, let me get into the show because I'm looking forward to it and this is where I come to play. So, you know that we here at Sankofa Divinity, we're always talking about returning home to self. And, you know, the subtitle of the show is Come As You Are. A lot of us don't know how to come as we are. You know why? You know why? Because we have not forgiven who or what we have created in our own lives. We have not shown ourselves unconditional love. Yet we go out and we show everybody else unconditional love. But let me say something here. You cannot give somebody else unconditional love outside of you unless you have given it to yourself. You cannot really forgive someone outside of yourself unless you have forgiven yourself. You have apologized to yourself, okay? How do we do that? Well, I can only say how I do it. You know, most of the time, I'm in meditation mode, contemplation, and prayer. I'm always there. So I'm always having a dialogue within myself. I'm always going back and forth within myself. The higher aspect of who we are is there. So if you choose to meditate or if you choose to contemplate on a particular situation or condition that you may find yourself in, your higher aspect of who you are, you're going to tap into that and it's going to shine a light. It's going to light up things that need to be paid attention to. This is interesting because what is coming forth is like, here you are. Your car, your body, your whole universe, your being is a car, if you will. It's a vehicle to get you from one place to the other, right? So there are times in your life where you travel into conditions and situations that you sometimes find unfavorable, cannot quite understand why it's happening to you or why this is always happening to you. But what you don't realize is that your vehicle, which is your being, your whole being, is going to light up for you an indicator. So it's going to give you a light. It's going to shine light or highlight certain things that need to be paid attention to on the dash of your vehicle, which is your being. It is going to give you an indicator of something is wrong here and you need to pay attention to this. You might need to go back to it and unravel it. You might need to investigate it a little bit more. You might need to humble yourself and find some find some integrity about this situation and be somewhat authentic, you know, move into a space of authenticity. I would say, you know, the trademark of spiritual cultivation is moving into a space and a place of living from an authentic place, huh? Living an authentic life. That is the result of returning home to self, or coming home to self as you are. Because see, the higher aspects of your being will not judge you. It's not going to cast you down. It's not going to say terrible things to you, but it's going to love on you, and it's going to teach you how to love on yourself and be gentle with your own personal growth. Huh? It is going to love on you so deeply that the love that you have for self begins to deepen. And as you begin to love yourself unconditionally, guess what? You can go out and you can give that same cup to someone else. You can go out and give that same cup. You can go out and say, hey, forgive them for they know not what they do. My integrity as a divine being lies within, or is aligned with, divine love. Divine love is unconditional. It's unconditional no matter what is going on, no matter what is taking place, no matter who said this or who said that. It does not matter. All of that does not matter, because the love of the divine will wash all of that away. It will resolve it in immediately. And in resolving it, you become healed in that area. Now, I have stated that we are whole, complete, and perfect beings. However, the human conditions that we may experience are imperfect. They're imperfect for a reason, because as divine beings, those imperfections of human existence or conditions and situations that we find ourselves in, it is perfected through the imperfection of those conditions. Huh? And this is where you begin to evolve into who you are. You begin to elevate into who you are. You begin to expand in who you are. And in doing so, you get on the path of living an authentic life. Return it, because you're returning home to self. You're returning home to the divineness of who you are. You're returning home to your own divinity. You are becoming an ancestor. You are on your way to becoming your own ancestor. Huh? It's really an amazing space to be in. But I will say this. I am going to say this, that it is not an easy path. It's not an easy task, because it calls you into a space where you have to be humble. You have to humble yourself in so many ways. You cannot control what you're going to be humble to and what you're not going to be humble to. You cannot control that. But your humility and your willingness to be humble will result in integrity, and you become more integrated within your being. This is why we are already whole, perfect, and complete. Huh? But as we go through this soul journey as human, as we have these human experiences, we have to discover who we are. We have to wake up to who we are, which is why you have to awaken to and what you are. You have to awaken to it. Okay? You don't just roll out of bed and just be it. It'll be overwhelming. Trust me, it will be overwhelming. Who wants to go to a buffet and eat all the food? All the food on the buffet. No. You can't eat an elephant in one day. And when you go to a buffet, you want to be very selective about what you put on your plate. So that's what evolving is all about. And that's why I am so adamant about teaching and inspiring, encouraging others to return home to self and come as you are, as you return home to self. But what I realize is that in order to do that, you have to get to a space and place within yourself where you love yourself unconditionally. You love everything about you. You love the wounds that you have. You love everything about the experiences that you have. And see, when you come into that space, you can actually turn back at your past, your history, your story in the past, and you can forgive it. And in forgiving it, you bless it instead of cursing it. You know, you understand as you get to what you are and how you would serve as a divine being, the past of what you used to be was is relevant. It was important that you go through the valley and through the woods. Okay, it was important that you hit these dark spots and places and spaces within your own being. It was important that you recognize the wounds in which you have, and you recognize the unresolved issues that you may have that need to be resolved. See, you are your own healer. You are your own healer. You're your own lover. And at the end of the day, the ultimate relationship of all relationships is the relationship in which you have with your divine self. And this is why I say, try to strive to live a life in meditation, contemplation, and prayer. And if that's not enough for you to do, what you can do is start journaling. You know, me and a dear friend of mine, we were talking about how the tools of writing. The writing is a very powerful tool because it draws you out of yourself, and is done in secrecy. A child is born, a child is being developed in his mother's womb in pure darkness. So as you put pen to paper, you are writing and you're drawing yourself out of yourself. You are actually giving birth unto yourself anew. Behold, I make all things new. So I wanted to come back on. I wanted to say what I needed to say, how I needed to say, and I'm grateful for the channeling that has inspired me to do this. I'm grateful for the downloads that I have received. And I will say to you all, I say, be blessed, stay focused, stay in the light. And if you happen to find yourself in darkness, get all the understanding that you can get. And with that understanding, overstanding, understanding, bless it. Be well.